Welcome back to the College Station Cougar pregame show, week one, as the Cougars get set to host the Terry Rangers, and now our very first conversation of the season with head coach Steve Huff. Coach, let's go back to spring practice and then bringing the guys in for fall practice in the summer. Compare this team to last year, very successful season in varsity, an 8-3 season. What are your expectations, you know, for this team in 2015?
I think one of the things, we did have quite a few younger players playing last year, especially on defense. We have seven pretty much full-time starters back, six for sure full-time starters. But, offensively, we did lose a lot of kids up front, have one returning starter there. But our skill position kids, you take away a couple of them out of there, Jeremiah Booker being one of them. You take away those kids, and a lot of these kids have played for 2 and 3 years. So, looking forward to getting them out and getting them going. But from spring till, from coming off last season to spring, felt like we had a really good spring. The one thing I think you really look at when you get to fall practice is what's the carryover from spring. Because we do get the 18 days in spring, and we utilized 17 of them this year and had a couple of scrimmages in there. And you get to look at a lot of younger kids at that time and kids that are on the bubble as far as varsity. I think you get a lot of questions answered early. So then heading into the summer, you kind of have an idea of what things are at least looking like. And so coming into fall, I was really happy with the retention from the kids. It was kind of like, you end spring ball and you go to summer, you start 7-on-7 and you turn right around, it's time to start practice again. So it didn't seem like it was that long of a time from the end of May when we were done until time to start. So, it's good to see these kids and what they've done with their bodies and stuff in the off season. So I'm looking forward to them.
Now, last year ended on a surprisingly, it was a positive season, but boy, just a disappointment with the playoff game. What did you notice from the ones who experienced that last year? What kind of attitude did they come in with this year?
Well, I think obviously that last year, very disappointing in the way things worked out and how it happened. But at the same time, we kind of put ourselves in a bind in that game. And I think it's kind of anytime you go through something like that and the kids, I don't think they were just happy to be in the playoffs last year. I don't think that was their expectations. So, it's kind of a rallying cry for you going into the offseason thinking about things where you can get better, things you say, this cannot happen to us again. I think that game opened a lot of our eyes, coaches' eyes and everything, because we lost two of our last three last year. So, you kind of go out and roll out the end of the season, having a somewhat successful season, but at the same time coming out feeling not so good about those two losses there at the end. So those are things you attack in the off season and talk to the kids about and work through. And then you take that to spring practice and hammer it in spring practice. And then your 2 weeks you have in fall camp, same thing.
With another group of seniors coming in, did you have them set goals for this season, or have y'all as a team set goals for this season?
Yeah, I don't know about setting goals. We talk about so many things from the time that we're done in November last year and going in. I think it's more goals that we set for off season than we do for the season, because we have so many things we try to get done from November last year until May or April, mid-April, when we get started spring ball. And then we set them again for summertime. Where are our shortcomings at? What do we need to get better at? And so I think we actually do probably more of those team off season and summertime goals to make sure we're ready for that season time.
Now, you mentioned 7-on-7, the type of offense that you run here at College Station. Do you find that 7-on-7 is beneficial for when the kids come back and you're able to start coaching them again?
Yeah, I think, right now, just competition-wise, if we were running the wishbone, I'd probably still want to play 7-on-7 just so the kids go out there and compete and cover and because of the way the game is today. But I think with what we do, it falls right into place for us. Do some up-tempo stuff in the summertime. But, our system's changed very little the last 3 years. So it's good to see the kids, the retention level they have. And they come back and get after it in 7-on-7 and are able to communicate and defensively able to communicate. And it also helps them kind of coach themselves. We can't do anything with them during that time. So it's a matter of them taking care of business amongst themselves, talking, communicating, and helping each other out. And that becomes big when you get into the season.
And it would seem because by rule you can't coach the kids during 7-on-7, do you find that helps with their maturity to do that coaching amongst themselves?
I would say in the long, depending on the age of your kids, if you're playing a bunch of young kids, I'm not for sure. you know, hopefully have somebody pretty stable that's coaching your team for you. But I do think there is a level of leadership that has to arise in those situations. I think leaders find their way to the top and they kind of work through things and eventually become more vocal. So I think there's a great opportunity there for leadership if you have that right group age-wise.
And before, actually, we talked about that. We said we'd talk about the split back veer when we came back. But before we get into the specifics of the Terry Rangers, this season, have you ever had seven games in such close proximity, five at home and two basically in town? I mean, that certainly would be a first since you've been back in this area anyway.
Yes, no doubt here. It seems like we've been traveling all over the place the last 3 years, especially the first 3 years first 2 years trying to find games. No, not since I was around the Oklahoma City area. We had a bunch of our games really, really close. Nothing like this for a while. So yeah, definitely. You almost like you have seven semi home games.
Certainly travelable, if that's even a word, but certainly an easy schedule for the fans to travel.
Absolutely, I think anytime you have the four of us here in this area, and then you add the games that we have in the district, none of them are really that far anymore. Livingston's a little bit of a trip, and Willis isn't bad, Huntsville isn't bad. So I think for the fans, as far as people that are following you on a weekly basis, I don't think it'd get much better than this.
Now, you've been in situations, and you mentioned when you were in the Oklahoma City area where you were in very close proximity. As far as that goes, do you find that it has a positive effect on your game day schedule? Does it have any effect on your game day schedule at all?
I don't think it has any effect, really. I think the advantage of it, believe it or not, is the after the game, coming home, getting ready for the next day, getting video ready to go, not being out till 2 o'clock in the morning, being able to get up early in the morning without, at least getting a little bit of sleep. Where sometimes when you have those games that are so far away that you're getting in really, really late, trying to get video, and then you get up next morning, you go right after the next week, you watch it with your kids. And so that to me is huge as far as travel. It's the when you get home at night.
Talking with College Station head coach Steve Huff. Coach, we talked last year before the Terry football game, and you had mentioned, and so I kind of want to go back and circle back to that conversation we had then, that the split back veer, it's an old offense. It's a very unique offense given today's offensive climate, and that it's really difficult to prepare for that. I mean, how much time have you spent actually preparing for really an older version of an offense?
Well, I think last year we spent, a lot of time, especially through camp, and, our game plan didn't pan out like we wanted it to. I think more this year it's more of getting ourselves right, getting our kids in the right positions, and, they've seen it now. But, you're going to see it once a year. Everybody's running some type of quote-unquote veer. It's just it's backwards now. It's a read stuff going the other direction, so it's a little bit different. This is straight at you. They'll run the midline, they'll run things with very, very fast people coming right at you right now. So you've got to be focused. You got to take care of your responsibilities and make sure you're fitting gaps correctly, and then when you do, is not missing tackles. I just think last year we didn't play a good game last year either side of the ball. But beyond that, I mean, it's easy to say we didn't play well. I think we got beat as coaches last year too, and that's one thing we took out of that game. We kind of had our head between our tail tucked a little bit, because I don't think we did a good job. So I think maybe it made us better as coaches last year. Not that we didn't have good kids. I'm just saying I think it made us better as coaches. We got to work these things out.
You've got a year of varsity ball under your belt now. You know what you're going into, and you've got a very experienced defense coming back for this season. Do you feel better going into this game?
Well, I think anytime you're seeing something you're only going to see once a year, we're going to see other stuff you're going to see multiple times. So feel better. I think I feel better about our kids. Again, not that the kids last year we didn't feel good about. I just think a little bit more about where you're at this year than we did last year. Had no idea, when you're getting to games like Terry and Waco and Elgin in our district, because we hadn't been playing, in a district and playing 4 and 5A schools. So I think you have a little bit better feel now where we're at. What that correlates to or ends up being, again, you don't know, because we do have some new faces going to be out there. But I think the bottom line is we know our kids will go out and they'll play their tails off. That's one thing we do know about them. So, that helps going into a ball game, and you do have a little bit of maturity in that way.
And last question, we don't want to dwell on the negative, but the loss of Ty Brock because of the injury in the scrimmage last week, Reese Easterling coming in, an experienced young man with some sub-varsity ball under his belt. How do you feel about him leading the offense?
You know, very good. Obviously, I think we're all just heartbroken for Ty. I'm more heartbroken for him than I am for the team, because I think that's just the way it is. If people know him, you understand, what it's like to be around him and what he brought to the football team. Aside that, last week seeing Reese step in that scrimmage, we were only 11 plays in the scrimmage when it happened. So Reese steps in and, he started as a freshman because the tie was moved up. He started on JV last year, took all the reps on JV, did a great job. So he's been in the system and been running the system for 2 years. So I feel very comfortable with him in that position. He'd been doubling time at quarterback and receiver both. And so he came in last week and didn't miss a beat, came right in. And, it's one of those things that you talk to the quarterbacks all the time. You don't have to win the game. You have to get the ball in the right guy's hands. You have to be a distributor. So I think he understands his role as far as that's concerned. And we also got some good news this week with Marquez Perez, our sophomore. He's just been cleared earlier in the week, and he'll be back in that position up also. And so I feel the quarterback job is in very capable hands right now.
All right, Coach Huff, well, good luck in the 2015 season, and good luck tonight against Terry.
Thanks very much.
Season one, game one, or not season one, season two of varsity ball for the Cougars, and game one tonight against the Terry Rangers. When we come back, more of the College Station Cougar pregame show right here on Peace 107.